and make a decision.
Been there. I don't like it, but. Are you leaving, Russ?
In years past, it's just been an email from Agnes.
Do you have any issues with any other of these?
No, I.
Anything else to bring up?
Nope, I'm out of here.
You both put your hand up earlier.
We wore him out. I think he got wore out in that first call. I took a lot out of him. And then he wound me up. Thanks a lot.
You can take over.
Motivated you.
Being wound up.
All right, so we'll bring this one back to the February FPOM one, hopefully.
And then do out of action.
We'll be able to see a darn thing until you get there.
I have that one. Okay. Not quite like that, but some basic idea.
But they'll serve you beer.
Dougie Downer will
serve you wine and beer.
Call that one.
Oh, no, I'm going selfless this time.
Feel like what you get before.
Well, Russ, thanks for attending.
You're welcome.
So we're gonna fly, Russ.
Hello, guys.
Thanks for the entertainment this morning.
Yeah, it was. That was good, wasn't it? That was great.
I love it.
Wind him up. Wind him up. Turning lights.
A man passionate about his job.
I love it. Have a good flight.
Okay.
So, unit here. Priority.
Where are we at?
Priority. Next one. 12.
This one is developed as, since we're going to go to Powerhouse 1 priority for Kelp.
Who the hell put this out there? What? No issues. Okay. This one's a no-brainer.
It should be, but...
So just
nothing has been today, so
we'll run this one just by me here.
So
it's just flipping the priority. It's saying that we accept first powerhouse priority over what was second powerhouse priority for Kelt Passage. That's what
do
it
we
says.
Want to run with Kelt's powerhouse too? If we do turn on, do we want to put 18 on or do we want to put 12 on first? Would we want a southern load?
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
How do we want to load that? You probably want to do southern loading, wouldn't you? Go 11, 12, just go 11 on up. Because we're not worried about adult traction flow. We want to just pretty much everything down by the corner collector, so if you do turn it on, they're all there by the corner collector regardless.
Good point. And I don't think that unit priority for adult passage upstream matters that much at that project.
No. Not that time of year.
So you want 12 and 18
switched?
Yeah,
I never thought about it that way.
I would just go 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
11 up.
Oh, okay.
Let's go that way. Of course, will we have 11 back?
Really?
So why really?
That's what they're saying.
We got another project.
Why don't you put March to April 9 first?
And then
project
manager
number 7.
Well.
Oh, because I just.
This would be until April 9, and then it's. Then it flips to whatever the priority is.
I will switch those around so that they're chronological and the final.
That's all.
So the work is done now. They're
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
So when I inserted it, just went below instead of above.
So you changed. You changed.
It's only been 3 years.
Which unit priority are you going? 11? Just 11 straight up?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 straight up until we get to. Until the spill season starts.
Yeah, because then you have
adult passage season.
Then you have April 10th is when you go to normal.
Okay, so 11 to 18
go back to
for 18, Powerhouse 2. Okay.
Well, Powerhouse 2 would just be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18.
That's what and you said.
11 to 18.
Oh, 11 to 18. Oh, okay. 11 to 18.
Just a good way of saying it.
But we never do anything abbreviated here in the FPP.
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
Okay,
are you done with that one? Terrific.
No.
No.
Just finish that one. Can I?
Yeah, we're done.
So just rewind back to the last one.
No.
Oh.
I knew he was
going to
do that.
No.
I knew he was
a downer.
I'm assuming.
Let's throw him out.
Or part of the team.
Tape him to the chair and reel him out of here.
part of the TDG triage that we do is, you know, as it starts getting up to 105, then we do the 118 thing, ratchet that down, we do the powerhouse one. I'm assuming, based on folks' opinions today, that that's really probably not a desired outcome from regional salmon managers, that this triage that we've been taking in the past and efforts to what else can we do to keep gas down, so when we go to the state and say, yeah, we'd like the corner collect open and we're doing everything we can in our ability to keep TDG down. We, last year and the year before and the year before, prior to doing that, we close up 1 and 18, we close Powerhouse 1 and ITS. So I'm assuming, based on folks' concerns, the lack thereof of TDG associated with operations of each corner collector. Well, folks don't really like that off. We just assume.
Well, we would not close B1.
No,
we
would not close
ITS at all.
Because we just switched over to that as our primary cal passage.
Right, but we did that. But we did that last year.
But we won't do that this year because we just switched priority.
Because we went to a Powerhouse 1 priority now.
Right, all 1 will be on. Okay.
So that would be the last thing to go off.
So that's why I'm thinking.
The question is, you know, 118.
Yeah,
do you want that?
I understand that part. So that'd be the. I moved on beyond that. That's, yeah.
So I guess the question is, what would the first step be? 118 first, yeah. Then corner collector, then it's this way? That's the order of shutting things off I'd go with.
You would. Okay.
Do 118, if you're still over, then corner collector, and if you're still over after corner collector's off, then you'd have to do this way.
That's a tough one.
But see that, though, I don't know.
We wouldn't close.
What I'm hearing, though, Tom, is that we wouldn't even go there, because based on the premise of the previous conversation, both just let her rip, just let her go. And so part of letting her go is we try to demonstrate to the state that we've done everything we can to keep gas down by Powerhouse 1 ITS off, 118 off.
No, I was saying if you say for whatever God knows reason you hit some standard over what, say you hit like 116 and we say it's 115, then you have an order of how you reduce to
right.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah. Okay,
if you are forced to shut off, say here's your order in shutting off to get back under your gas limit, whatever that may be, whatever it gets set at.
So what that's saying is we wouldn't be shutting off 118 until we got to the limit.
That
you're being retroactive. I was being proactive because I think we proactively try to demonstrate to the region before we're going to shut it off. We've cut off all the arteries, and
he's talking about setting up your plan to be proactive.
Yeah,
but so think through it. What would you do first? You would not shut down the ITS. Doesn't make any sense because
from a gas perspective.
No, that's your route of passage for it. No, it doesn't.
Then you have to go to Powerhouse 2. Then you have to go to Powerhouse 2.
It does not, because that's your primary route of kelp passage. You just switched priority. Just listen to me. That'd be the last one you would do.
He's born at Bonneville.
The first one you would do would be to shut off either the spillway, those two gates, or the corner collector, because those are where the majority of your gas is coming from. And those would be the least injurious to fish at that project. So we'd have to make that decision. Is upstream passage of Steelhead, Winter Steelhead, which is concluding at that time, overshadowed by whatever kelts are going through the corner collector? I'm not sure. But those are the two that you would shut off before you shut off the ITS.
Okay.
So we have to make that decision.
Yeah,
forget last year.
Okay.
It's just because you got to remember, last year was an experiment. We didn't know if we wanted the slash Tarsus Way to be our primary route. After the test, the information came back and says, yes, we are now comfortable with using this as our primary kelp passage route.
We've made that decision.
Now, if you want to shut off the other Tarsus Way and then go back to Powerhouse 2 priority, awesome.
Cool, go for it.
We'll go for that, but then you've got to have some big grizzly sitting next to you that might make a comment.
No, that's not what you want to do.
I want to make sure we're clear is that as far as this year's off, if we're going to go do a proactive TDG abatement plan, that last year is not appropriate. Last year's plan is not appropriate.
No.
But it begs the question of then would we coordinate with DEQ that we would even try to replicate? Because what I'm assuming from folks here is we wouldn't even want to go down the path of closing off 1 and 18.
We might. Oops, didn't hear me. What I said was we need to make a decision regionally. This group needs to make a decision of which one's first. Would it be 1 and 18 or would it be the corner collector? Corner collector is getting whatever fish, whatever kelts aren't going through the first powerhouse. So it may be a unit, two.
I think where you guys are getting crossways, not hearing one another, are you talking about at what TDG level would you then close 1 and 18? If 1 and 18 were first, at what TDG level would you be closing 1 and 18?
Whatever the limit is. We haven't established
you're,
that.
You're
that's,
talking
that's,
about at 105, not at the new right. limit?
Yeah,
at
105 or 110, so you said no matter
you,
what.
In you the would past. Do that when you got to 105.
Correct.
Not even. And you wouldn't do the corner collector until you got to 115 or whatever it is. So that's... You're talking about not closing a 1 and 18 until you get to 115.
No, I'm not talking about anything like that. What I'm saying is whatever the limit is,
yeah.
you need a cascade of events to occur. And you need to be able to tell DEQ that here's the cascade of events that would occur.
Right.
As if we tripped the standard. Okay,
right.
What is the least injurious thing to do that would get you some reduction in gas first? Identify that, then go to the next one, and okay. then the last one would be the most injurious to fish, and that is the, at this point, we've decided, is going to be the first powerhouse ice and trash sluiceway. Because we've switched priority, that's where the bulk of the flow, the bulk of the fish are going to that side. Don't want to affect that, unless you take Tom's advice and just switch it all back over to the second powerhouse, I don't care, but that that messes up everything from the get-go.
The thing that I'm trying to say is, you're talking about not doing anything to reduce gas until you get to whatever the limit is.
Right.
He's talking about shutting down 1 and 18 first if you
right.
get to 105.
Because that's what we've been doing. That's what we've
and
been doing in the past.
And then not shut the corner collector down until you get to that new limit.
As we watch Warrendale go up and go up and go up.
It's like 10 days later.
No, it'd be the whole system. So I think it makes sense to do it the way you're talking about. And that
right, have a trigger,
a waiver,
need it,
to go
and then start shutting off.
Or whatever the limit
yeah.
is. And
we
don't have to change anything.
Do we have to try every effort to keep it below?
Just,
I don't know what's in the waiver.
No, I think it's
written.
Just politics and good faith efforts. So when you're required to do something and you can't try to go to anybody that's regulating you and you say we're doing everything we can, but well, the agency's not working.
And what I should say is, like you say, we even have a plan that if we don't think we're going over, but in case we did, this is our plan of how we're going to reduce
right.
to get us back under it.
But just to throw one of the either upstream moving steelhead or downstream moving steelhead at the second powerhouse under the bus just for good faith doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I would rather pick a level that we felt. I mean, those are fishery measures that are improving survival.
Okay, I'm just glad we're having this conversation. So,
at 105, you say, "Up, it's time to shut down spill."
Right, unless
18 and 1.
Unless,
and then
Oregon's okay with not doing that.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's our first thing is like find out if they're willing to say let's go to 110 or whatever.
But that's what I wanted to hear. The recommendation from the region is, I'm assuming the recommendation from the region was basically 1 and 18. Keep them running. They're open for a reason. And I
they
think
are.
It's
yeah, no.
Desired off.
It can be closed this
way. If you want to, yeah.
For the repair work.
Right. Right.
For, so it's going to be
Bay 1. Okay.
Right. Those details. Exactly.
Bay 1 still?
18.
Yeah.
Still
working. 18.
Yeah.
There you go. I was going to say 1 should be enough.
Yeah, so our recommendation
should,
is keep them
running. Mention,
keep them running. If we exceed, we exceed. Have a nice day. And
get a waiver. Or you know, an allowed violation up to some new level.
Okay.
That's the level we're going to use, not 105.
Okay.
Yeah, what I would be against is just giving up a route of passage right off the beginning without even saying, you know, can we? I mean, they're all three are fishery measures.
Okay.
We may not even get to the second powerhouse
okay.
operation. Corner collector may not even operate. At least not until the 17th, which is well into the season.
Or maybe so deep and so much water we're spilling anyway.
Yeah. Well, that could be, except that we've got our rock removal issue going on out there, too, which
that's
is going to make that a mess.
You can have some issues.
What's
you,
the limit?
Yeah, because you might have some spillway removal.
Right.
Crane, that was you spill.
No, we got a bigger fish to fry there.
Yeah.
Okay, but do we, Doug, do you have...
I have the information I need, and
you got what
I
need?
Give one of you gentlemen a call before.
If you have questions, give it to me.
What I haven't heard what folks would do, I mean, I'm not sure in my own mind which is the one I would give up first. Whether I'd give up spill first or whether I would give up corner collector operation first.
The reason I was posing this question is
because you're still going to have pass one as a priority, so you should have almost all your fish
that
are going there anyway. So you're going to have so few fish in this
middle
way.
Suggesting these are a suite of fish protection measures. They're not open for discussion. Closing 1 and 18, even though it has impacts down. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how to fix that.
Most of those would be main entrances. Yeah. Okay.
That was my rationale.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
That was a great tilt to work today.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
show all your cards at once.
Right, but I guess if we had to give up, if we had to do a, you know, rear guard action here, what I would do then is give up 1 and 18 first.
Okay.
Corner collector second, and then...
If that's confessing our suits,
powerhouse one. Yeah, that's a problem. Then we'd have a real battle going. I don't see it.
Well, that's an interesting question, though, because if you're involuntarily spilling in Marsh, and you're well above the standard, you close the ice and trash this way at powerhouse one.
You wouldn't even notice.
Because your tail water is so high, it doesn't matter.
It's not inducing any more gas?
You wouldn't measure it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just another route of spill.
Okay.
You can turn off and on if you were spilling and you wouldn't
detect it. The reason this problem's been a problem in the past is we've been trying to stay right at 11.5. No depth compensation.
Okay.
When you have tail waters of 15, 16,
there's no issue. Who cares?
Yeah. It's not.
You're out of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is only if it gets dry and we have to hang out right at the mid-season.
Yeah, and we're right there at that level.
No
compensation.
This week it doesn't look like that. So like
and usually in that case, you won't be running the corner collector anyways. You want to have flows through powerhouse too.
Oh, right. I mean, that was the whole intent of this operation, is to get it so you can all fit into the first powerhouse.
Right.
In the lowest of flow years.
Yep.
The higher flow years, the falls kind of self-regulates itself.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure.
Are you
good?
I'm good.
Okay. For now, anyway.
You need some more coffee?
I don't know what I need. Let me think about that for
some
a minute.
Beer.
Beer is better, yeah. Definitely a lot
better.
Well,
he's Dougie Downer. I figured the caffeine to get him back, so he doesn't get downer.
You don't want to give him any more coffee. No, please don't.
Appendix G, number one. This one was submitted by Lords and edited by Project Fisheries.
Oh, Christ, really? That's fine. We were fine with edits. At least I sent it to my guys, and I heard no response back, so
well, they
had
it's not going to impact them.
I know. And yes, we want your saltwater pumps. That's what you get rid of.
Okay. Do you all understand that change form?
Fish greater than 100 centimeters in length may be diverted in the main asset.
Just in the beginning, when you wanted to do land break.
Yes. Because Critfic has the new larger tanks, and now they can take the larger fish. However, the auxiliary anesthetic tank, which is the old anesthetic tank, may not accommodate 100 centimeters.
That's a good catch.
Okay.
Yeah, Rear Stitch caught it.
Yep.
So let's match up your verb tenses and change return to returned.
Gee.
Gotta make it right.
Okay.
The dowels, dowels.
Okay, so moving on to the dowels.
Is there anybody on the line from the dowels?
No. Cordy? Lisa, jump back on.
No, Paul? Cordy's... I don't think you're going to have anyone on there.
Okay, this one... this one I disagree with.
It's on my books.
I don't understand why change it. What's the advantage of changing this?
Reason for change.
They would put a lot of it in
Unit 8 should not be considered since it would not have an open sluice gate. And Unit 3 and 4 could probably be deleted since West Loading is intended for juvenile. So, Cordy was thinking Unit 8 probably didn't need to be a priority unit in the winter since there was no... Since it doesn't have the sluiceway, and the sluiceway would have been open, I mean, we prioritize the sluiceway units.
Okay.
If you try to minimize the runtime on it, it's probably on all the time.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what...
In the winter, it doesn't matter. The sluiceway is closed from December 1st. So it's used to track the fish in the sluiceway, but if the sluiceway is closed, it shouldn't have to be on.
Well, the sluiceway isn't closed till December 15th, right?
Okay.
Right.
So that's why 1, 2, and 18 would be your priority units, because you'd want those running.
But the sluiceway, sluice gate at 8
is not open
then?
Correct. For the winter, we just have...
Even though we did see fish passing through 8?
Yeah.
Small number?
Yeah, but...
Seems to me that you would have it open.
We... Through FPOM discussions, I think we ended up having just the 1 and 18.
Yeah, I remember all that crap.
Yes, this close.
And then we closed.
What a crock.
And that's why I put the recorder right next to you, Gary. I love that.
It's a crock.
So I think what he was just saying is that it's not necessarily a priority unit for what we normally consider.
I was thinking that eight was open. Okay. And then when we get to March 1, it is open.
Correct.
Right. When we reduce the flow, we're going to December.
Okay.
November 1st.
Just remember, this is a little gift to BPI.
I know.
We'll constrict flow even more. So.
I remember. Yeah. That's the shenanigans that went on. Okay, then let's move on. That one's fine for me.
Yeah, it's take a lot.
Well, you just said March 1. I thought the season was April 1.
March 1 through, this section here. March 1 through 31st.
Okay. March 1
through. Kelp passage season.
March 1 through March 30. Okay. So we're crossing off the 8 in that one.
Sorry. No, not in that one.
Not in that one.
Not in that one. Only the ones, the only place where 8, 3, or 4 and 8 will be crossed off is December 1 through 15.
Non-fish passage season.
Oh, okay.
Doug has not caught up to us yet.
Oh, okay. Kind of just forgotten that we gave up
he's
on
getting.
He's on Crackenberry.
Oh, okay. Now I see.
We're on TDA 04.
Keep going.
TDA.
You poking him again?
I know. You keep trying.
I'm trying.
If you got some, I've got a boat and some spray paint, you could do the wall.
So this one is just adding cleaned and or recalibrated clean dinner. The next one is John Day.
Tag. Oh, win another one.
That would be in course.
It was going poorly for you at first, but it's getting better.
Your track record's getting better, Dave. You got on the wall to wall.
This one at John Day is moving the spill information to the FOP, taking it, which we did with all the other projects last spring. This project was just overlooked.
Wait a minute.
Oh, is this
for? That's me again. There we are.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm implementing the.
What's the why take out 25% minimum language?
Yes.
It's just being moved. It's not.
It's being moved
to the FOP.
I understand.
What's
why?
The FOP? This is where it belongs.
I know.
Appendix E is the spill appendix, statement. And so all details regarding spill should be in Appendix E.
Did you take out the minimum for Bonneville as well? And the minimum for Bonneville and the minimum for McNary?
Yeah, it was taken out of all those.
Okay.
So.
I would go home and argue a little bit, though. The person that really has to know that is the operator.
Right.
So you might want to keep those in those.
He's not going to have the FOP in his hand. He's going to have the fish passage plan in his hand. So maybe you need to be in both places.
Well, the FOP will be in his hands in an appendix, but they're not going to be looking at that section. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
I
would leave the
but
minimums.
They
you can leave the project minimums.
I don't know. I just, that was, we regionally agreed, and we worked through ERDC and develop that pattern.
There's no disagreement on the.
So you're leaving it in there, but you're putting it where it belongs.
There's disagreement on, in an effort to minimize confusion when we have the proverbial conversation that tells us this thing in the FPP and this thing in the FOP.
Well, if they say the exact same thing, there's not a problem.
Right.
Just make sure they say the exact same thing.
That's been the problem.
Well, then just cut and paste them into the same exact spot both times.
You have the rollover thing and things can change.
Then just make sure you cut and paste roll over.
I'm just
saying you guys have to be very good about your cut and paste, though.
That's fine, but I'm just saying certain things, even though you want to do cut and paste, they don't get cut and pasted due to certain political reasons, i.e. language selection or things that are...
I'm just saying, I think
I don't like.
I think you want to keep some things like...
No, I don't want that. This let's make this
okay,
an issue,
go,
because
Gary.
The problem is the FOX seems to be out of our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an operation, O&M. It's an O&M issue. It's something
that's
that
fine.
We developed
I'm just,
here.
I'm letting you know.
I understand, but that's up to you to make sure that both are consistent. That's
right.
Your job.
And I've been trying to go. Did you see the Doug Bowes?
Only have it one place.
Did you see the Doug Bowes change forms that were inserted into the FPP and then redacted from the FPP? And now I'm. I mean, have you seen a full circle on the?
I don't want to see any circle. I want to see it stay here.
I'm letting you know. Nor do I. But I'm being told that. When we have our, there's an issue right now of trying to keep, it's a bureaucratic desire to minimize opportunities for
But then you're making your FPP less usable for your operator.
What you need to do then is have the FOP refer to the FPP.
There you go.
Just see section what and FPP done. Then there's no redundance,
yeah,
or
there's
no potential for a problem. What I don't like the idea of is that we work in this committee to make this language what it is. Then it goes to the FOP, and we lose control of it, because that comes out and it's kind of dictated to everybody
right.
what it says. That's not the process that I'd like to see things like spill pattern minimums and things like that be there.
Oh,
right, there is no change form in the FOP.
Change form?
There we go.
If what happens if
that?
In the middle
sure.
of the season we decide 25 isn't enough,
right?
The
FOP is
that would be wonderful.
No,
Moses document chiseled in stone that we can't change.
Oh wait.
Comes down
so
in tablets.
If 25 is too much, I bet you
the FOP
is
the
problem.
Is there any way you can go back and argue?
Yeah.
No, I mean I can argue till the cows come home.
Who are you arguing with?
That's fine.
Who? Well, Doug, who are you arguing with on this one?
It's legal policy. We have multiple documents out there.
Does she realize what the FPP is used for? These aren't just little fun documents we put together for the whimsical thing and then go throw on the shelf.
That's what bothers
me. This is actually a usable document.
This is
that's
used.
The problem. I know
the
lawyers like to try to make things all clean and nice. Oh, wait a minute. No, they don't. But they like to in their little brains. But this is a planning working document. This isn't something we do for shits and grins.
Yeah,
if it is, then I'm not here on Fridays.
Raise that one back to the whoever you need to raise it to. But the committee here is concerned about losing control of these sort of issues, like minimum spill levels that are O&M issues.
And have been in there for how long?
For 20,
these aren't like
15,
new things.
When
just like cut. Oh, by the way, we've got a minimum new spill. So, no, they've been there for.
I understand.
I don't have a problem if you guys in the FOP refer to the fish passage plan for so that there's no consistency problem. And there wouldn't be. If you refer to that section in the plan, then you're not listing something separate somewhere else. You're just referring to the fish passage plan as the living document that contains those guidance, those criteria. I think that's appropriate. But to take it out of here and put it there, then, that's not this committee doesn't develop the FOP.
Because God forbid, then what if the operator uses the wrong?
In fact, I'm not sure who does. I think
no one.
Your division does, really. I mean, it really isn't even. I don't know who develops.
So
we
as far as moving forward, then what I'm hearing is on the minimum. So this one, for example, the intent is to.
Well, it's not consistent with what you have in the language in Bonneville, and that's the problem. Bonneville says, "See the FOP."
Correct, and the FOP
says
Bonneville
yeah.
minimum spill is.
See, that's it should
ACFS, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so the intent here is to just keep trying to make a whole-scale shift to put all the spill-specific stuff in Appendix E. What I'm hearing is that's not appropriate. Folks don't have a level of comfort with that.
Right, not with entirely. I mean, there's...
spill.
You don't have a level of comfort that it will be picked up by the operator and implemented properly because of its location.
Okay.
They don't go grab... See, go grab fish... Oh, the FOP plant. Oh.
Right.
Grab the fish pass.
I agree. And
right.
there's level. There's some policy level stuff that does belong in the FOP on spill.
Okay.
That's true. No
that's
problem
fine.
With that. But it's those details that we're talking about, like the minimum.
So this is all spills details, not just Bonneville.
What they've done is taken everything out of the Bonneville, and what they want to do is all the other projects and put them in the FOP.
Yeah,
if it's spill related.
The most important ones are your minimums. That's the one where we change seasons, and we're not sure if it's a minimum or not, what we're supposed to do. The other ones. They
change.
Yeah, the schedule tells them what to do. Kind of.
Yeah.
They don't tell them what their minimum is.
So what I'm hearing is minimum stay.
Mm-hmm.
Or minimums in both places if you can.
Okay, so Tammy, as far as this creating problems, where did we did we pull it out of Bonneville too?
We pulled it out of all the projects.
Yeah, the minimum should stay in.
Okay, all the projects. And
whichever ones, well... Yeah. I mean
why not take the spill
to?
Pattern and throw that in the FOP too? Forget it and don't leave it in the fish passage plan. I mean, that's what the point is, that those are the things that we work out. Now, the spill amounts or whatever's agreed to regionally every year, that can be in the FOP. That's no problem.
I understand. We just have a different, there's the joy of having different philosophies in life and where things can, it should be housed. So I'm hearing that we didn't get.
Yeah, well, this is our opinion.
These should stand. So the only question I have to ask Tammy then, to be consistent with the remainder of the document. So, what will we do for Bonneville? We'll
I think the recommendation from the fish managers here is to have the minimum spill requirements for each project in the FPP.
Anything so then that would be snake as well.
That's a year to year. If it's something that we, you know, it's the basic spill pattern, the basic limits, those sort of things should be in the fish passage plan. The FOP is going to have how much spill we have or any of those kind of policy level decisions in there. I understand that.
And dates, yeah.
Dates, right. Dates and amounts and whatever.
TSD. Well, I mean, that's why, Gary's right, that's why the spill tables are in the fish passage plan. So you know where to look for.
That's the nuts and bolts.
Right, I mean, now you guys are picking a wound. And I understand it's not personal, but that's a perfect example. Like, we just, let's jump on the highway of percentages and spill patterns and inconsistencies and just the reality. We had a great argument about it the other day. You've got your FPP spill amounts. You've got your FOP spill amounts. You've got your actual spill amounts. And as much as we always hang our hat on something. So some folks, for example, will create these documents and we'll cite that certain document X in one environment, it's totally right on. It might be an engineering environment and it's all right, but then there's actuals and sometimes things are different. And so we get these different arenas where things are cited differently. And that was the intent of this, the whole reason I'm here is for that, is when you have these different venues where things are discussed differently in good faith, like
I understand.
Theoreticals versus actuals versus tables.
Okay.
And it's to that end, it's trying to streamline that and quit getting the BPA real-time or core real-time call that you get when it says operative document A says do this, operative document B says do this, and oh, by the way, this one's in a court order and I don't want to be thrown in jail. What are we supposed to be doing here? That's the intent.
But they're both in the court order.
They all are. Fish passage plan is part of the biological opinion, so that's...
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to see the operational parts stay in the operational plan.
I guess
the core plan.
What's problematic for me is, you know, if we come to FPOM every month and try to make decisions on the best way to operate the project, and it's not necessarily in accord with what's in the FOP, then we've got a process to go through to get it changed.
Right.
And this should be basic operating stuff that we should all be able to come to an agreement on. And not have to go through the court to change in the middle of the season.
Right.
Because you're
right.
Never going to change it. I mean, these are things that have been changed in years.
Right.
And
why
are we moving them?
Okay.
I know you're having a tough time. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
I mean, you can just present our perspective. I mean, these guys will have to do what you are going to do. But
you won't get consensus from us that you're going
to
do it.
And from us either, and this will have to be elevated because, I mean, still, these have to be, this is part of the biological opinion,
mm-hmm.
the fish passage plan is, and these issues have to be reconciled with NOAA Fisheries.
Okay. And
right now I'm saying no to taking everything that relates to spill and put it in the FOP. Some parts of it I agree with, you know, when anything that deals with seasonal, year-to-year variations, like volumes
right.
and dates and all that, that belongs in the fish operating plan. But things that deal with how we spill,
okay.
the minimums, the spill patterns, they should stay here. Or any other limits that we have out there on spill, they should stay in the fish passage plan. So that's my position, and, you know, we can elevate that. I'll take it to Richie.
No, I'm not... That's fine.
I'm a little sensitive of the fact that
you're not the only one.
I know, and I'm a little sensitive because I see the fish passage plan somewhat being usurped by the FOP, which bothers me a little bit because the plan has been our.
The intent is to save everybody's time by having clear documents and.
But we don't deal with the FOP here.
Right.
I don't write the FOP.
I mean, the FOP comes out
and we're kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, there's no editing. There's no. Discussion. You can send all the comments you want. I have yet to see the FOP ever change from comments. There's no change form process. There's no, like if something comes
tablets.
Up in the middle, like halfway through, how do you change a FOP? Don't know. Oh, and that's been a stellar process for us.
Well, I mean, even, you know, we get the look at it too, and it's just a hard thing to change anything in there. It becomes a real battle.
So,
real
but this
battle.
Is an agenda item. Sorry, Tammy's gone for our next meeting to see how much room.
Yeah, that's right. Let's move it on.
Yeah, we can move on. I guess I would just leave it as no from the region, and that there's utility of having these.
Don't call it the region. Call it FPOM. It's no from FPOM. FPOM is responsible for fish passage plan. We're responsible for the content of the plan and coordination of the plan. And right now, we don't want to see some of those things come out of the plan and into the FOP. And we need to have that discussion with the folks who are writing the FOP. And if they're, you know, recognize that some parts do belong in the FOP, some parts, I think, belong in the plan. And if people have trouble with that, well, then bring them to the meeting.
But we need to basically put these men back in then, like, for people to...
Yeah, in all the projects. I would leave them in, because those are things that...
That doesn't mean it can't be in the FOP still.
It could be in the FOP, exactly, or it could be referenced in the FOP. Exactly, yeah, no problem.
Constraints that we operate to.
We don't want two different things out
there. You know what happens when they get to the project. They just look at their section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do.
And they have a fish operating plan. They should have it, but who knows? You know, a lot of these guys are like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, they'll chop out that part of the fish passage plan. They just have their part.
Oh, what's this? I don't know. I'm not sure about this. That's the thing. You're taking a lot of that consistency that was there, and you're like, well, I'm not sure. What should I do?
Right. And unfortunately, the people doing it don't see the value in it until it goes wrong. Why'd that go wrong?
So, I mean, it's just a matter of, I think, coordinating that with division, legal policy, and saying we need
it's
to
fine.
Have
those okay.
Things
we don't need to be. I get it. So we can.
Okay. Thanks.
So, hand me an agenda for next week.
I
had been
no for you since you were gone.
So
you're not getting home. What?
An agenda item was to get an update.
Did you say
I added it in there?
Did you?
Thank you. Because you're not getting home. It's all freezing rain up there. They're closing the schools.
Oh, jeez.
You know what?
Freezing rain washable.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, they let the kids out early.
Oh, so your kid's at home watching cartoons right now?
No, she's not home. Nobody's there to get her.
Well, I guess I won't be up on the roof trying to straighten my antenna out.
Well, I was going to take my shovel.
Take your crampons.
The snow took it down.
Okay.
So now we come to the last panel.
Ice isn't that helpful.
Okay.
Oh, this is with John Day.
Okay.
I'm okay with this one.
Okay.
How
come that was? Since there was not mutual consensus to. And not always. Sometimes they're helpful.
All right. So guess what? We're on the last one.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
We approved it, you know.
We already approved
it. Did you? All right. Good.
Yeah, he's on a roll.
Yeah, I see no reason. Even though I don't know if... Are you going to allow the ASAP to be left in there? Yeah. That's an acronym you guys may not understand.
Something left.
He understands.
So, Tammy.
Yes.
Explain to me what these dates are supposed to mean here.
Doug?
Huh? What are these dates supposed to mean?
When did that question come up?
What is it?
Those are the days they were posted.
They're on the change form website.
Right. That's a great question. I have to defer to Lisa.
Because we've got dates of last week for things that we approved months ago.
I'm assuming it was
got posted.
I think that's how she was tracking her posting. You really don't have to worry about that.
Well, I'm just wondering because I thought
David might be the last time you've been in there looking at it. Whoever's tracking the owner of the document.
The last time it was adjusted?
Someone, if you go in and look at it, then it says, here's the last time you were here. Yeah. And so my guess is that's why you're seeing all those
ones. It's like the last time I got saved probably or something.
Okay.
There's no header on it.
No.
Say what it
I hear what you're about. Saying that we've had that in
last
the past.
Was it,
that
when it was it really update? It shouldn't change if somebody just goes in and looks at it.
Right.
But it might. Sometimes
if Lisa goes in.
Okay, I'm still in the meeting, but we're just breaking up.
Fiddling around updating the website.
Mm-hmm.
It might do it.
Okay. Can I make a
suggestion? You can make it to them because I don't do anything with that website.
It's invisible if you can.
Well,
sorry, nothing.
Freezing rain.
I guess if it's clear what this means, that it's been changed on this date, then somebody can come back and go, oh, shoot, I got to go see what the change is.
Okay.
But you need to put a header on that column.
You're looking for an indicator that you have to go look for. I mean, that's probably not what that's going to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Figure out exactly what the
is. Yeah. Figure out exactly what this means and then put a column heading on it.
Last year when I did it, I just made it sync up exactly with the change form. So whatever the date, I just arbitrarily made them all sync up with the date on the change form.
Well, that's what I thought originally, that this is when the change form was first submitted.
Right. Well,
and
no.
I started looking at these going, what?
If it was edited,
this is when they were posted.
Yeah.
It's the posting date.
Is there a recall?
Yeah, there is. Approved for a date.
That seems
so. But yeah, you can, do you have a recommendation?
So it was approved on this date. But what's this date mean then?
Like I said,
that's what I'm saying. I don't understand that.
You need to put a date column on this.
No, so. Come here, let me see what you can do.
Are we done?
You look at some of these. Yeah. Here it was approved. What does this mean?
This is the date that was posted to the website.
This is Dave dotting some I's, crossing some T's, arranging some toilet paper.
I guess to me that's not helpful.
This is Dave making the triangle of toilet paper.
It may not be helpful for you, but it's helpful for her so she knows. Should anything happen, she's like, oh yeah, I posted this, so I have this comment that I posted already. Which version did I post? There you go.
So if I approve this... So here's one that doesn't say anything. So I look at this, and well, I looked at this on December 30th.
Do you want me to?
Does that mean it's been changed now because of this?
Comments? Okay, don't worry about it.
You're sure?
That's what I was wondering.
But then we get revised ones.
Okay.
The last time it was posted. She's already caught it.
Okay.
Okay, but how do I know if this is the one that was?
It's all good.
Last revised or not.
Hey, Trevor.
Did you look at it after that date?
Send me what you have. No. Well, this is a what-if. I mean, if this one originally came out in February.
Anybody on the line still?
November, December. And I looked at it and sent in comments.
Better rain jacket on.
Yeah.
Now in January...
Put the hood on. Go to Arizona.
Oh man, seriously.
This is the time.
And this was in here.
And they're talking this weekend.
Now, and it had a December date.
Warmer until Monday.
If it comes in here and gets changed, is this date going to get updated?
Yes. And then there's talking
Willamette's
warmer.
Gonna go crazy.
So, if we find an error, we do some update or we add comments to it.
Oh, jeez, especially some of
the spots.
Where the Marys is.
That's true. Yeah, Willamette.
Oh yeah. Well, Turner, where my sister teaches at Turner, they flooded. That place is all flooded.
Yeah, the snow level is supposed to go up to 9,000 feet next week.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
9,000. So if I want to see if this has been updated, I actually have to open
that's
it.
That's gonna be bad. And then it's supposed to drop back on again.
If this changes and you look at it, then it's been updated
to reservoirs right now.
And sometimes it's just adding the comments that we have.
Yeah, and it's gonna be like that.
We can't release.
How do you get rid of it?
Or correcting.
Yeah, you're at flood stage right now.
So you just gotta keep. All right.
It doesn't hit you again, and if it does, then you have to flood. 96 over again. I'll be out there putting flashboards up on the riverfront. But for the past, those wouldn't have held. I was down there looking at that thinking, yeah, this is not going to hold.
It'll take care of some slosh, some splash, but not the river.
What? Yeah.
It was right there.
What are you talking about?
It's 96, the flood.
I will. I already
standing down there while looking at the waterfront, and I'm thinking, those flashboards they put up.
Have a darn good reason.
Nice effort, guys. Good luck.
Here. Oh,
what's the RV?
Dual ladder.
How do you feel about the dual ladder outage till the end of February?
Yeah, you can kiss my something on that one.
It went, right now it was two days. 2 days, and now he's saying he needs 10 days.
We need to know February, why. So I got to get more details.
What?
Well, don't freak out yet.
I know. You saw that email.
Are you kidding me?
John Dane, dual ladder outage to get the Southfish turbine contractor in there.
Okay.
They have to do their winter maintenance. They're going to start that at the end of the month.
Right.
For 2 weeks, but then on top of that, they need some time.
15
Feb. That's what we said. That's how it was today, and now all of a sudden he's coming back 24.
15 Feb, deadline.
Well, I told him, I said, if you want from February 15th to the end of February, if you
they're
want 2 days
gone.
And have a double outage,
they got out at
I can live with that. But 2 day outage. Two-day double ladder outage. I can
sometime
that.
In that period.
Two-day outages.
Well,
no. Two 48 hours.
They said they needed 2 days to get the turbine work done. I said, okay. So the end of February, if you want to have 2 days with a double ladder outage, I can live with that. But then they're going, no, we want 2 weeks. It's
like, right. That's what I heard, too.
I don't know, 2 weeks?
No.
Well, their 2 weeks is the dewatering, and then what do they need on top of that? And we heard 2 days, and now we're hearing longer as of this meeting.
And then I'd also heard rumblings that the North Shore is not going as well as they thought.
Actually, no, that was just bulkhead got stuck, and they fixed it the next day.
Okay, good.
At least that's the last I heard.
Cross.
So we're working this. We'll have the real information.
Okay. Early next week.
It's really tough when you get PMs that don't understand fish and just think they'll throw contingency in. Or
He should know better.
George has always been a little...
I know, but when I sat down and talked to him in his office last week and said, that one, yeah, you're okay and early, but not late. You know, and he was pushing about how, you know, the units could fail, we could lose both turbines, they're rickety, and I'm thinking, you know, we don't want to run that close. If they're that rickety, I mean, this is an O&M thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We don't want
they
them to all be rickety.
Well, they
we
are.
Need to have, I know, but they shouldn't.
I know.
So this is an issue where maybe we need to start breaking stuff, causing some really big problems in the system, like Bonneville Spillway, because that, this thing, this plan, this crappy plan to do this work out there isn't going to help. I mean, they call it a repair. Lori's calling this a repair. It's not a freaking repair. If it was a repair, you would be filling.
That's what I kept calling
out
when I saw the repair.
So let's just let her go. Let's let her fail. Sewage all over the place, and then we'll get some money to fix the damn thing.
Yeah, it only cost five times as much. But this was killed.
You know, we'll lose the spillway for a year, and it'll be, well, that's not so bad. We got more mortality there than anywhere else anyway, so let's let her go. Let her happen. Then at least Congress will get around to thinking, geez, maybe maintenance is important. You know, if we're going to be crisis management process, then let's let something really big happen.
The problem is you almost need...
Bonneville Dam! It just broke!
So you almost need to have something like...
You want a flood?
Yeah.
All right, I've had enough of this.
That would do it.
I'm not going to hear your bitching and moaning anymore.
I mean, the worst thing is you need something
starting the weekend.
The problem is you need to something that's more like almost
health
and human safety.
It doesn't start until
4 o'clock. It's taking a couple hours.
Thank you. You almost need something more like health and human safety, like a jetty breaking or something like that could lead to health and human safety. That's what you almost need.
And that's what's... That, if that happens...
Well, if the spillway... Yeah, if the spill... If you actually lose a gate or something like that, yeah, then you start adding some...
Then you would have the Washington diffuser, which was like, you know, almost $1 million. The Bradford B branch, which was $1.5 million. And then you have $15 million at, you know, it's like, hey, okay, we need to Cascade Islands is coming.